The Night Shift.
Time to talk technology with Trev Long, the tech expert from the stars, EFTM, Everything for the Man. G'day, buddy.
Morning.
I know that you're concerned about YouTube introducing these three new levels of parental control. This is so that kids don't jump from kids to full-blown YouTube viewing. Is this a good thing or not?
I'm equally impressed and concerned on a couple of levels. So I'm impressed because they're thinking about it, right? So right now, if you're not thinking about what your kids are watching and you've got YouTube on your TV, your kids of any age can just open YouTube and look for pretty much anything. And look, most kids are searching for stupid stuff, and so it's harmless, but it's where you get sent after you watch that first video. It recommends another one, You never know where they're going to end up, which is why YouTube Kids is great for kids pretty much under eight. Cartoons, fun stuff, not exactly filtered by YouTube, but the creators, the people that upload the content, say this is good. So YouTube's announced they're going to have some other levels in between. So in between kids and the full-on YouTube, a couple of levels you can get. So you're kind of, you know, 10, you're 13, you're 15, you work your way up to the full-blown YouTube. And I think that's great. It's admirable that they're thinking about it. But Luke, in this modern age, we're left with sites like YouTube that dominate the viewing experience of our youngest generations. But there's no classification system. So if you and I wanted to have a TV show or a movie and it had any swearing in it, nudity, violence, that would have to be declared at the start of the show. It would have to have a rating from the classification board. There's no such thing that exists online. And I think personally that YouTube and Facebook and others who are platforms for all this video content should have some responsibility to ensure that we as viewers have some knowledge of what it is we're about to watch.
I thought that there were already some censorship blocks on YouTube.
So YouTube broadly has some rules and regulations. You won't find pornography on YouTube. And if you do, it'll be gone pretty quick. So it's not a platform for that kind of content.
But what about violence?
But violence, very hard to spot, and this is your biggest problem. It needs to be reported before it gets taken down. Don't get me started on the Christchurch stuff, right? But I'll give you a lame, simple example. Gaming. Kids love to watch gamers. There's a couple of really popular Aussie gamers, and I'd never really watched them before, but I was watching one of them yesterday, and look, very good at what they do. They're playing games. They're very good at engaging their audience. But then at one point, he runs out of the room, and he's swearing about how he's doing this thing to his mate. It's all fun and games, but it's really just teenagers talk. But I just thought, if my 9 or 10-year-old were watching that, they'd be now exposed to this language, which we're trying to protect them from.
I see. All right.
I sound like a prude, but, man, I just feel like we should have language warnings and content warnings on more stuff online so that parents can make informed decisions.
All right. That's YouTube introducing. And there are three levels, Trev.
Three levels. So there'll be five, really, in total. Kids, explore more, nearly the full YouTube, and then YouTube. So it's good, but I just want to make sure that we're getting the right content in those levels, and there's no risk of it going wrong.
Trev, it's TV season. Hisense are revealing their first 8K. Really? Is there enough content for this?
There's no content for this, but here's the thing. An 8K TV doesn't need 8K content. You could be watching just, you know, Channel 9 News in HD, and it will do amazing things using artificial intelligence to ensure that the picture is blown up and bigger for the 8K screen. If you're watching 4K Netflix, it'll look beautiful. If you buy, there's already LG and Samsung's on the market, Hisense, this is their first 8K TV to be in market in a few weeks. $7,000, not cheap, but gee whiz. Ooh. I sat in front of it, Luke. It's beautiful, magnificent. If you watch a lot of movies, this is the TV you want to look for. And if you're buying a TV over 75 inches, you really have to insist on it being 8K so that you've got not just future-proof, but also the best quality for your eyes when you're looking at such a big screen.
All right. Now, but will this be $2,500 this time next year?
Probably not this time next year, no. I think by the end of this year, I'd tip it at have a 5 in front of it. And early next year, you'll probably look at late 4s.
All right. Just quickly, what's the latest on Facebook? How'd we end up?
We end up just no one cares anymore. It's just we've all moved on, haven't we? You know,
right?
They win, the government win, everyone wins, and a bunch of media companies get paid. But those normal individuals like me and you, we just slip away, do our thing, and
life goes on.
Yeah, exactly.
And life goes on. Trevor Long, EFTM, Everything for the Man, technology here this morning. Good on you, Trev. Talk soon.
Cheers, buddy. Talk soon.
The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M Network. The Night Shift.